Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are much more than raisins. www.nationalraisincompany.com. And my last recipe for you this week, I know it makes me a little bit sad too, because I hate to leave everybody, but you know what? I'll be back next week and the week after that. We ain't going nowhere. This untamed movement of this fresh California kitchen cooking is just getting started. Is my garlic beurre blanc asparagus. This is the best way to make a wonderful side vegetable for your steak, your fish, your chicken. This one definitely does it all, and it's really, really easy. Let's get started. The very first thing I need to do is put 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil, and I love my Arbasana olive oil from Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California. It is absolutely the most purest, most delicious olive oil you can ever eat. So 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. 2 cups of asparagus tips. Now remember, you guys know me. You know the asparagus tips are 1 inch below the brush. If you want to be a little bit, you know, safe on that, you could even go 2 inches, but that might be pushing it. But I'm not using the whole asparagus. It's very, very important. With these cooking methods, we have to have precise direction as well. But it does taste really, really good. So we're going to go ahead and do our asparagus tips along, and that's going to go 2 cups of asparagus tips in our olive oil. Then we're going to go ahead and season with salt and pepper. I'm going to go ahead as well, and I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of minced garlic. Now, this is not garlic paste. I have a lot of emails coming through, Chef, could we use garlic paste? You can, not going to taste the same. There is nothing better than biting into a beautiful caramelized piece of garlic with asparagus. It is absolute delicious and incredible as far as flavor can ever go. And it's so simple too. So 1 tablespoon of minced garlic is going to go in with our tips and our olive oil. And then I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to hit that with 1/2 cup of white wine. Now, when you add in the white wine, if you're using a really strong white wine, and there are some out there with a lot of proof alcohol, this will get a little bit of a flame ball. So make sure that whenever you put white wine, always take your pan off the heat, add your wine, let it sizzle for about 10 seconds, and then put it back on the heat, and you're more than likely not going to get any fire at all with that, which is what we want to do. And then what I'm going to go ahead and do next is I'm going to kill the heat completely after I've done this cooking process for about 2 minutes. And this will be to a nice, perfect al dente snap on our asparagus. I'm going to go ahead and add 2 tablespoons of cold butter. And once we add the 2 tablespoons of cold butter, we're just going to swirl it all around and let that sauce thicken up naturally. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.